Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. 61 cool July degrees right now in Richland Center under sunny skies. In the news this morning, at last night's Richland County Board meeting, attended by State Representative Tony Kurtz and Molly Bond, a staff member for Congressman Derek Van Orden, the primary focus was the intense public opposition to a proposed 765 kV transmission line. The county boardroom was hot, packed wall-to-wall with far more people than usual. The dialogue was even hotter. During the public comment session, 25 people addressed the board, with 24 expressing significant concerns regarding the project. Residents raised fears about potential displacement and property loss, specifically noting the possibility of the line crossing the Richland Locker, which could threaten the business's future, as well as the potential loss of 7 homes in the Wedgwood neighborhood, the displacement of a family farm, and the closure of a maple syrup business. Addressing the lack of transparency, residents reported receiving almost no information about the project. Richland County Board Chair Carrie Severson confirmed that the county has also received no official notification, although he noted that county representatives had recently met with representatives of the developer. Beyond the transmission line debate, the board conducted several items of business. Brian Heiss of Fenimore was appointed as the new ambulance service director with a start date of August 10th. Additionally, the board appointed Randy Schmidt as the county board supervisor for District 19 and Dwayne McElvain for District 20. The board also moved forward with its legislative agenda, passing all proposed ordinances and resolutions, including items related to an economic support lead position, the renaming of the Public Safety Standing Committee, airport roof repairs, and various parcel ordinances. The issue of the transmission line will be referred to the Natural Resources Committee and is expected to be back before the board again in their August meeting. A death has been confirmed at Devil's Lake State Park due to a fall. At this point, very few details are available other than the death is confirmed and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is overseeing the investigation. In a significant blow to the local dairy industry, Prairie Farms Dairy has announced the permanent closure of 2 major facilities in Schulzburg. The move will impact nearly 100 workers across the Schulzburg Creamery and the White Hill Cheese Plant, marking the end of a long era of production in the region. The timeline for the shutdown is already underway. Production at the Schulzburg Creamery officially ceased July 20th, affecting 43 employees. Operations at the White Hill Cheese Plant are scheduled to conclude August 14th, which will impact another 54 staff members. While the company has confirmed these permanent closures, it has not yet disclosed the specific business reasons driving the decision to shutter these local landmarks. However, there is a silver lining for local consumers and fans of the brand. Prairie Farms has stated that the Schulzburg cheese brand itself will continue to exist, and the brick-and-mortar retail store in Schulzburg will remain open to the public despite the cessation of local manufacturing. For now, the community faces the loss of nearly 100 jobs as the town adjusts to the departure of these 2 primary production hubs. In Richland Center, construction is going well at both Panorama Estates and Story Field. Dwayne Kleinsasser at Panorama says the concrete walls are in, underground plumbing is in progress, and things are going according to plan. Panorama 2, as this building is being called, will provide 46 new apartments. Dan Beinborn at Story Field says that project experienced weather-related delays but is now caught back up and proceeding well. 4 foundations are now in place. That project will provide 8 duplexes for a total of 16 new homes. The Valley View Drive project is set to begin August 10th. There will be an informational meeting for neighborhood residents today at 6 p.m. at the intersection of Valley View Drive and Chestnut Street in Richland Center. The Richland County Performing Arts Council is set to host the Betty Hayes Baxter Legacy Stage Dedication Ceremony at the Historic City Auditorium in Richland Center. This event will take place Sunday, August 23rd from 2 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. Admission is free and the event is open to the public. All donations made during the ceremony are tax deductible, and these funds will be used to update and renovate the stage. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College has completed a significant renovation of its child care center, investing more than $100,000 in new furniture, toys, and educational materials. This major transformation marks the first comprehensive update to the center's equipment in over three decades, replacing aging fixtures with modern items specifically designed to enhance child learning and facilitate hands-on training for students in the early childhood education program. The redesign of the classrooms focuses on meeting state environmental rating standards by creating dedicated learning zones. These newly defined spaces for science, math, art, and dramatic play encourage exploration and developmental growth. Furthermore, these physical changes support curriculum updates introduced this fall, creating a stronger connection between classroom activities and the early childhood education academic program to provide more meaningful field experiences for Southwest Tech students. Functioning as both a licensed child care facility and a specialized learning laboratory, the center aims to align its educational environment so that students and teachers are working from the same playbook. This investment is a key component of the center's goal to elevate its quality standing. Currently holding a 4-star rating, the center is leveraging these enhancements to pursue a 5-star Young Star rating, the highest quality designation in Wisconsin, during its next evaluation cycle in 2027. Governor Tony Evers recently announced that over 23,400 Wisconsin State Park passes have been purchased by residents while they simultaneously renewed their annual vehicle registrations online. This achievement stems from a new cross-agency partnership launched last month between the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Division of Motor Vehicles and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. By allowing Wisconsinites to purchase their 12-month state park and forest vehicle admission pass during the registration renewal process, the state has streamlined services, improved government efficiency, and generated consistent revenue. The success of this initiative is significant, as the 23,400 passes sold through the DMV website represent 17% of the total passes sold this year. This figure also reflects a doubling of online sales since the program began in June. Governor Evers highlighted that this effort is part of a broader 8-year commitment to making government work better for the people of Wisconsin by reducing red tape and simplifying access to state services. Governor Evers expressed his enthusiasm for the program's quick adoption, noting that 20,000 residents utilized the new option within the first month alone. He emphasized that this convenience not only benefits Wisconsinites, but also provides crucial support for the state's natural resources. Each pass purchase acts as an investment in protecting and maintaining state parks for future generations, while the associated vehicle registration renewals contribute directly to road infrastructure projects, creating a multifaceted benefit for the state.